our football preview show here on Super Sports Saturday. We are now joined by the head coach over at Lemoore, Litchfield Marion, Andy Delabar. Coach, how you doing today?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on the show here.
Yeah, so I got to assume that this first week, and I always ask this with every coach, but the first week, I would say, probably presents the most obstacles and the most challenges in getting your team ready. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. It's a lot of unknown. You get into that first practice, and what's always hard, too, is you don't have full contact those first 3 days, and so you kind of get an idea, and then it's the pads go on, and then there's somebody new that shows up, or something changes that you didn't think of before. So there's a lot of unknown. You can't really predict how that first few practices are going to go. I think the big thing we preach is effort, intensity, and just to hone in on those abilities.
Do you look to, see, you talk about effort, but in this first week, do you look for something specific on field to try and work on, or at least, just to kick the season off with?
Yeah, I think just trying to find our position players. I think every year, whether you have a lot of returners, whether you're senior loaded, I think it's, hey, who can play? Who are our best nine, and how are they performing in the drills that we're doing? And that's one thing that us as coaches, we remind our players too, is we're always evaluating. Whether it's week one or we're heading into the final week of the season, we're going to evaluate and try to find the guys that are going to fit and be in the best position on the field.
So coming off a 2018 season in which you were 500 in the regular season, went 5-5 overall, 3-3 in region play, and then ended up winning a game in playoffs, losing a game in playoffs. Season came to an end at Thompson. Coming into this year, how is your team different in terms of personnel or just overall on field? How are you different, and is there, how are you the same as well?
Yeah, that's a good question, but a tough question too, because we are very different. The mentality we have, I'd say, is even getting better just because of the core group of kids that we have that are coming up through the program, that have been through the program for so many years now. This is the first year we've had 30 kids all for football, and it's awesome.
Great.
I think we run our drills, and kids aren't exhausted because they do get a little bit of a break, and they can continue to rep through. So I'd say that's what's been efficient. Of course, this year, you always look back at, okay, who are our playmakers last year? We lost one of our biggest playmakers last year. But I look and I see the group of kids that we have here now, and I don't just say that we have one. I feel like there's multiple that can be difference makers for us, both offensively and defensively. So I think just seeing the core group of kids that we have here now, and whether they're young or old, I just like to see that, hey, the numbers are rising and our abilities are also rising with that.
Yeah. And, you said in this, in the football preview book that actually I just got, a couple days ago, you talk about Zach Fielges, a guy that you have on both offensive and defensive lines. Talk about that. And, what does that mean to have, as you say in this book, you say, an anchor pretty much. What does that mean to a team to have an anchor like that up front?
Yeah, and I think anchor physically, but an anchor in leadership-wise too. I think he's somebody that pushes each of his teammates, whether they're linemen or quarterbacks or running backs, and very well respected by our team. And Zach's grown over the years. He was one of those freshmen that just was put in the spotlight and had to play. And you worry about those freshmen having that plateau season, and Zach certainly increases his ability every year, and it's going to be fun to watch him here now as a senior.
So we kind of talked about this before we started the recording, but the nine-man region one that you're in looks vastly different than it did a year ago. Do you see that, is it an advantage, is it a disadvantage, or is it just kind of you take it how it is?
I don't know if it's necessarily an advantage or disadvantage. I think it brings more excitement to our players, our school, our community, to say, okay, we get to see some new teams here now. You'd like to keep rivalries as much as you can. I think that makes the game that much more fun, but a lot of these teams we've played before when we were with Region 1, and so it kind of brings those rivalries back, and we know that the competition level in Region 1 is very good. And even the teams that maybe some consider to be at the bottom, every week is going to be a challenge, and that's what's fun about it. And the fact that we go from week one all the way through the season up until the last game of our regular season, we're playing region opponents, and that makes that that much more meaningful when you're coming to play on Friday night and knowing, okay, we have to have that winning mentality. And I know that everybody else is going to have that winning mentality, but it's just that much more pertinent to winning and getting that ability and that chance to get in the playoffs.
Regular season just over a week away. Can't wait for the start of that. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us, and good luck in the season.
Hey, thanks. You have a great year.
Coach Andy Delabar of Lemoore, Litchville, Marion.